Hello, hello. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is simply doing God's will His way all the time. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. So glad that you come in each and every Monday, or this might be your first Monday. That's cool too. I hope you come back, and this is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. How's 2021 going for you? I hope it's going great. I hope that you are doing some things, making some plans, putting some things in place, and really deciding to take some action this year and to do some things that are different. So I know for me, I'm making my list, checking it twice. And I know so many people say, oh, affirmations, I don't do those, you know, that sort of thing. Because most affirmations, truthfully, you guys, are broken within that first 30 days of the year. So I get it. I understand. But it really is important to set goals. So you don't have to call them New Year's resolutions. Did I say affirmations? I meant resolutions. You don't have to call them resolutions or anything like that. But you do need to set some goals, and you do need to put some dates to them, and you do need to move forward. So I'm encouraging you, whether you make resolutions or you just set goals, that you do that for this year. Really important that you do those kind of things if you're going to make some tremendous strides in this new year. This new year, new season, right? New chance to do something different. So I really want to talk today about this idea. And I talked before about comfort zone, things like that. And it coincides with that. It goes along with that same concept. But I want to talk from this subject. Stop making the temporary permanent. Okay? So stop making what is temporary permanent, or if we shorten it up, stop making temporary permanent. Did I say it enough times? Did I say it enough different ways? That's what we need to do. So let me give you an example of why this topic is very interesting to me, and it's something that I have had to live out myself. I was speaking with somebody the other day, and she has gotten a tremendous blessing of being able to buy a home after living in an apartment for like 17 years. Let me qualify that there's nothing wrong with living in an apartment. It only becomes wrong when your heart desires a house and you know God is, you know, putting in your heart that He's going to move you to a house. Then that's when it's not okay, because then you just don't want to receive. So anyway, she had been living in an apartment, and, you know, for the last probably 3-4 years, she knew she was going to be moving. And, you know, so she started making plans for her move, you know, cleaning up her credit and saving up money, things like that. Anyway, she finally gets a house, you guys. So you would think she gets the house and she should be like ecstatic, like, yes, got my house. Hallelujah. She's still uneasy. So she calls me and she says, yeah, I got the house. Mm-hmm. However, it's not everything I wanted. You know, it's great, I'm glad, but, you know, not everything I wanted is in the house. It's not exactly what I desired. But so I was listening to it, I'm like, okay, it's your first house, right? Yeah, first house. So okay, it's your starter home. Who said you gotta live there forever? Stay there 4 years, 5 years, and roll out. And it was like, she's like, what? I was like, you can move. Why are you making what could potentially be temporary permanent? And she was like, in that instant, like a light bulb went off. She's like, what? I was like, why you always got to make everything long term? It could be short term. And she said she realized in that moment that she had been doing that in so many areas of her life, where she had just been making things that were temporary, making them permanent, and to the point where she was making herself miserable. So I'm encouraging you today in the same vein, you guys. There might be some things that you're doing. There might be some places where you are, even in your business, your ministry, your career, relationships even, that you might be settling in and digging your heels in and setting up some significant roots in some places that really are meant to just be temporary. And the best way to know if something is temporary is that it's good for a minute and then it gets really, really, really rocky. And you should leave, but you don't know how, and you don't even know if you feel like it. But it's like something is pushing you to get out of there, because usually the time has run out. You know, it was something temporary that you made permanent. So again, she realized that she had just been making all of these things in her life permanent that really could potentially be temporary. And she said the why behind that was She just didn't know if she deserved more or deserved differently. So she just figured, I'll stay right here. Maybe the better won't show up. So who am I to hope for better and more? But I'm telling you today, you can hope for better. You can hope for more. So we're not going to make things that are temporary permanent, right, you guys? We are going to start thinking about those things this year. What are the things that I need to close the door to? And some of those things you may have left in 2020. Some of the things you may have left. Phenomenal. Good job. But there might be some things you just dragged on into the new year. So I want you to think about those this month as you start to, you know, enter into this new season. What are those things? So, and you know what? It reminds me too, and I'll talk some more about this after the break, because we'll take the break in a moment. But it reminds me of this whole idea of being content or being complacent, because there's a fine line between the two of those. And people often say they're just being content when they're actually being complacent. And contentment can turn to complacency so easily. It's like this fine line. Contentment goes from, this is what God has given me, and I'm content and happy and at peace, to God says move, and I'm not moving, and then you become complacent. It's just that easy. It's like this little fine line that happens. So the difference, again, between contentment and complacency is so subtle, so subtle. So I want you to start to think about, again, as you reflect on your life and the things that you want to achieve this year, what things have I just become complacent about, and what things should I be content about and stay content about? Because the Bible requires us to be content. It's the only way to really live out a life of peace and joy, is to be content. So being content, let me tell you this, I'm going to give you the definition real quick. Being content means being happy and having a sense of peace about yourself, about your life, you know, all of that. That's contentment, and that is good. Being complacent means refusing to work or to improve. That's complacency. I refuse. I ain't going to work. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't willing to improve because it's going to be too hard, and I don't want to. So instead of allowing yourself to be open to new paths and new ideas, you actively avoid moving towards your potential. And you often blame other people why you can't do it. You just become a victim. When you're in complacency, you're just victim mode all day long. So I want to delve into that a little bit more, but I need to definitely take a break, you guys, you know. So on the other side of this break, I'm going to come back and share with you a little bit more about this whole idea of turning some things you have made permanent into temporary and moving on. Be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Chalalone, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that'll be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that'll talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us. Every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Alrighty, y'all, welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, your host. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I hope you came back. I hope you're still listening. Some of you might be like, this subject is making me uncomfortable today. Good. Let's move, you guys, because we're talking about how oftentimes we make things that are supposed to be temporary, we make them permanent. And that is going to hinder you and your forward moving. So again, we're talking about stop making permanent what should be temporary. Okay. So stop making the temporary permanent. That's what we're doing. And I've had to do that so many times, you guys. So many times I've had to realize, oh my goodness, I dug my heels in here, or I built a house here, or whatever it is. And this is so totally supposed to be temporary. So it happens to the best of us, you guys. So again, right before the break, I told you that being content means being happy, have a sense of peace and joy. And then being complacent means you're refusing to work, to improve, to move on. You're not allowing yourself to open to new paths that are in front of you. God is oftentimes bringing about the new for us, new seasons, all of that. And you actively avoid moving towards your potential. Nope, I'm staying right here. I ain't going nowhere. It's hard work. I can't see what it's going to look like. I'm going to stay right here. But you can't do that because you're going to stay put and not going to be able to succeed and move and push towards your greatest potential. And your greatest potential is not just about you. It's about the people that are around you, the people who are affected by your life, the people who are dependent on you doing better so they could do better. It just so happens that's what happens when you're a leader. So you're going to have to push yourself. There have been so many times I had to push myself. Just recently, the reason that this topic is important because for me, I had, you know how you say these sayings, you guys? Some people are in your life for a reason in the season. Some people are in your life for a reason in the season. And when that season is over, move on, you guys. They go their way, you go your way. That is way easier said than done. And in this season of my life, I've had quite a few, some people, not a whole lot, but some people who have just kind of broke away, you know, like kind of like, hey, it's been real. See you. Bye. Good riddance. Well, they might not say good riddance, but, you know, kind of like moving on and, you know, no longer want to be your friend kind of thing. And it was really getting to me, you guys. And I remember talking to one of my good girlfriends. I've been friends with her over 30 years now and just my bestie. So I was talking with her and I was like, hey, you know, she asked about somebody. And I was like, yeah, you know, they don't talk to me anymore, really. Like, really? I was like, I don't get it. I was like, just different people have kind of pushed away or moved away and moved on. And I don't get it. I was like, you know what? Oh, no, I told her. I said, I think I get it. I was like, I'm too much. I'm always pushing people. You know, I'm always challenging people and where they are. And I'm just too much. You know, people have to move on from me because I'm just too much. And she's like, huh? I've been with you all this time and I don't think you're too much. And then she started naming some other people. She's like, they don't think you're too much. Why are you blaming yourself? She's like, have you ever just thought they're in your life just for a season? Light bulb. You know how many times I've said that people are in your life for a season, and then all of a sudden, when I had to live it, I couldn't feel it. I mean, I was like, you know, just meditating on it and dwelling on it and making myself feel bad. But as soon as she said that, I was like, oh my goodness, she's right. Move on. They were there for a reason in the season. They get to go live their life and go bless some other people. You get to go in a different direction and bless some other people. Move on. And even as I was writing in my journal, the Holy Spirit was saying to me, you are so busy worrying about who left when you just need to concentrate on who is left. I know it's a play on words, right? But I was worried about who left. But there were so many people who were still left in my life. So many people who were just amazing, who we love on each other, who we are together probably for a lifetime. So you guys, stop making a mountain out of a molehill. Let people move on. Even if you're in a business and, you know, you need to replace somebody or they need to move on and get another job, would you stop worrying about that person moving on? You know, ministry, you know, things change all the time. In your relationships, things change. There might even be some family members that you need to distance yourself from, but family never does that. But they might be zapping all your energy, all your good energy. You might have to just distance. And it might not be forever, but you might have to do it. You've made those people permanent when they need to be temporary. So you just got to think about that. Even when I think about where I am now in my life, in my career, ministry, everything, if I had not been willing to move and do something different and stop making things so permanent, I wouldn't have had life-changing things happen to me. I even think about in graduate school when I had to get an internship in order to graduate from my doctorate program. And I was only looking at internships in Maryland, Virginia, or D.C. because I just got married and I was not leaving my husband for a year. in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia without me, so I was staying put. But me finishing school in that area was temporary. I had done my work there, and God needed me to move to a new city, and I was unwilling to budge until no one in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia took me. And then I had to go back to God and be like, okay, why'd you make this happen? I had to be a victim because I was being complacent. Why'd you make this happen? Like, I made this happen. Go back and look again. And I ended up applying to an internship in Chicago. Do y'all know it was the most life-changing experience that year living in Chicago? The most life-changing in so many areas, not even just in terms of what I learned in regards to psychology, but what I learned about the people that I worked with who were a part of different denominations, what I learned about the children that I worked with, even what I learned about my relationship with Andel and living away our first year of marriage long distance. I learned so many nuggets because I was willing to move, to do something that scared me, to not be complacent and move out of the comfort zone. And it changed my life in a dramatic way. So I'm encouraging you today, move. Stop making the temporary permanent. There are some things that are just simply temporary, some things that have just changed in your life and you've been sitting there mulling over it. Move. Get to step in, do something different, and realize that some things are just there for a season, for a reason, and better is coming. The word tells us your best days are ahead of you, your best days. So I'm encouraging to put that in your forefront of your mind and move forward in this amazing 2021. Can't wait to hear how God blesses you in an amazing way. Love you guys much. Thanks again. Make sure you share this broadcast if you know someone who could benefit from this topic. And I plan to catch you again next week in the Surrender Break Room. Be blessed, you all.